welcome to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Shauna Thompson. Oh, gosh, we're 2 days past Christmas, and I'm just still basking and hanging out with my family. You know what? It's kind of made me, especially this year, sort of think about really what matters the most to me, and it is absolutely time with my family. You know, President Uchtdorf says that if life is rushed to you and you're feeling stress and it's difficult for you to feel like you can rejoice, maybe now is a good time for you to refocus on what matters the most. And you know what? I've found that to be absolutely true. At the times when I am absolutely stressed to the hilt, I've taken on too much, I'm juggling all these things, I have way too many irons in the fire, what brings me back to a place of peace and focus is my family, time with my family, time with my grandkids, my kids, my husband. That always seems to center me and help me get back on course. So I absolutely echo what President Uchtdorf has to say about reevaluating, refocusing, coming back to what matters the most. Well, I've got some great news and events here for you. I love this. This is the church just honored a church historian. This is from the Mormon Newsroom. And he just got an award for these great accomplishments. His name is Don Enders, and you may have heard of him before, but the man is just awesome. I don't even know how else to say it. He didn't live during the Restoration, but that he has made that his life work in restoring beautiful church sites. And I've stood in many of them. And, you know, we're talking about pretty much the whole town of Kirtland that's been restored there where, Joseph Smith resided, and the Ashery and Newell K. Whitney store. And you've probably visited some of those places. Those were brought up to snuff and restored by Don Enders himself. And he's had this 50-year career of just taking these historic sites and making them understandable, kind of bringing those stories of faith and struggle and endurance to these historical sites, pulling them from personal journals from pioneers back in those days, from personal records of individuals and church leaders. He's a heavy hitter. He's got some wonderful historical sites under his belt, like, of course, Kirtland, and then he's got Nauvoo, many, many of those different places that you visit in Nauvoo. Also, the Tabernacle in St. George. I spend a lot of time in St. George because my daughter's at school there. Beautiful, beautiful Tabernacle in St. George. He's responsible for giving us the best kind of background and history there, and Brigham Young's home there, his winter home in St. George. So, of course, the man should have a prestigious award for all of that hard work and dedication in bringing us wonderful history and making sure that it's correct and informative and something that we can enjoy. So thank you, Don Enders. Well, going back to what we were talking about, moments that really matter the most, I got to check out this wonderful Mormon message, and I have to say this is my new favorite, and this is why. It's about focusing on slowing down a little bit and focusing on those very, very significant, sweet and small moments in our life. And I have to shout out to whoever the cinematographer was for this Mormon message. Kudos from Shauna Thompson to you, because it is absolutely exquisite to watch. It's all done in slow motion. And so it's the motion of, I don't know, a girl swinging on a swing, and it's all slow. And it just pulls your mind to how beautiful the little tiny moments of the day can be. And it's beautiful. You have to check it out. Again, it's called Moments That Matter. Again, my very new favorite. And it's about paying attention to divine things and slowing down and taking a moment to look at them. I had a very, very real experience with Heavenly Father teaching me how to stop and look around. And just recently, I had gone through a very, very painful trial, as we all do. And it was something that was so raw to me. And I felt like I had just had a freshly healed wound opened up again and felt the pain of the initial time that it happened. And here it was happening again. And I remember going to my Heavenly Father and just pleading with him, please send the Savior to me. Please let him walk with me. I need to be carried today. And then I just remembered that it was important for me, after I said my prayer, to look to look for the tender mercies that my Heavenly Father was going to send to me as I pled with Him to carry me that day. And I'm telling you, it was things as simple as laughter, pure laughter with some friends that day, and feeling so much better just by laughing hysterically with these loved ones, these friends of mine. The next thing was having this woman just walked up to me and asked me how I was doing and really looked me in the eyes and really wanted to know. And it felt so good to have someone care about me. And then I check my phone and there's a text from a friend saying, I absolutely need you to call me as soon as possible. And I call this person and she just said, I couldn't think of anybody else that I wanted to talk to besides you. I need some advice. I need some help. And I just remember by the end of the day thinking, wow, there's the hand of the Savior in all these little moments, these little tiny slow moments of joy. And, you know, those tender mercies thrown right in my lap. And I felt so much better by the end of the day. And I realized that my trial was manageable, that I could get through it. And what I realized even more so was that my Heavenly Father knew me, was mindful of me, and threw things my way. And if I looked, if I really looked and saw, to show that His hand was in my life, personally in my life, and that He was there. And I felt so great by the end of the day and realized I can handle this. I can handle this. So what I'm trying to say is, when you're going through that moment of just absolute pain in a trial, get on your knees, ask your Heavenly Father to carry you. And then when you say amen, watch and listen and slow down, and you will absolutely see the hand of the Lord in your life as He carries you, takes care of you, expresses His love for you. You'll see it. And it's always in the form of other people. I know that. I know that to be true. Good day for me. Well, share some moments with me, things that matter to you, things that you slow down and look at, you know, just like the little puppy breath. Puppy breath is awesome. You're holding a puppy, or just the soft cheek of a child as you're kissing that cheek, you know, just something like that. Let me know what matters most to you and how you got there, how you knew that that was the best and most important thing. Get a hold of me. Yeah. MormonChannelDaily@LDSChurch.org, or you can tweet us. You know, you can always get a hold of us on Facebook on our wall, and just let us know what matters most to you and how did you come to that feeling. So we're going to go out today, appropriately enough, we're going to go out today with a song called Slow Down, and it features Jenny Jordan Frogley. Have a wonderful day, slow down, and enjoy those great moments.
The sun comes up and you're looking at another day. No time for breakfast, grab a bite along the way. You're off and running. So much to do, 'cause time's not standing still. Another destination, another deal, it keeps you coming. Maybe in a year or two, there'll be more time. Long walks and quiet talks, maybe see a sunrise. Touch the ground. Slow down. There's so much to be found. It's alright. It'll all come around. Slow down. Yeah. Up, 'cause that's just what we do. Tomorrow is always better, and it looks so good on you. Slow down, let your feet touch the ground.